Lord, we come before you in perfect surrender. We take up our cross today to follow you, to be with you where you are. We deny self. We humble ourselves under your mighty right hand. We present our will today to seek the things that are above, where you sit at the right hand of the Father. We set our affections upon the things that are above and not upon the earth. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We present our minds. You're our shepherd. We shall not want. You maketh us to lie down now in the green pastures of your kingdom. You lead us into still waters. We enter into your rest. We enter into your stillness. We enter in the place where we cease from all of our labors. We cease from all of our effort. We cease from all anxiety. We surrender all heaviness. We surrender all distraction. We surrender all misplaced affection. We enter into your rest, Lord. We enter into your peace. We enter into the way, the truth, and the life. We enter into the veil with you, our forerunner has passed. We enter into your grace. You've granted us access. We're aware that we're dwelling in you. You hideth us in your pavilion from the strife of tongue. You hideth us in the secret place of your tabernacle. You hide us under the shelter of your wings. You stretch forth your wings over us. Cover us. Cover me, Lord. Surround us as a shield, as your peace that passeth all understanding permeates every part of our being. Be still, O flesh, for the Lord is in his temple. Enter into your perfect peace. We enter into your rest. We come to you, Lord. To your throne of grace. To obtain grace. To obtain your mercies, to be covered in the shadow of your wings. We approach you, Father, today, our Father. We are in the Son, our Father which art in heaven. We worship you, Father. We enter into your love. We enter into your grace. We enter into your glory. We enter into your goodness, Father. We thank you for your great love being shed abroad into our hearts right now. We thank you for the great love wherewith you love us, Father. We thank you for encompassing us about with your love, with your great grace. We're at rest with you, Father. You cover us. We're your sons, we're your heirs, we're your daughters. We belong to you. Abba. Abba, Father. You're the Father of our spirit. We're heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. Seated at your right hand. In heavenly places, this is our home. This is our place. Let your glory fill us, Father. Let your glory cover us. We're coming to bring our hearts to you, Father, an offering. An offering of your word that's been planted in our hearts. We bring your words to you, Father. We bring an offering of the words. We keep your words. We hold them as precious. We hold them valuable. We treasure. We've heard the word of your kingdom, the word of apostolic testimony. We understand the word of your kingdom, Father. We've received this word. We've received this word in our hearts. The word of apostolic testimony. The word of the corporate eyewitness. We've received this word. We keep it, Father. We acknowledge it dwells in our heart. You've planted it there by your Holy Spirit. You've planted this doctrine in our heart. You've planted this blueprint within us. We wait upon you, Father, and keep your way. We wait upon you and keep your words. We bind them to the frontlets of our eyes. We keep them in the midst of our heart. To him that hath your words, to him shall be given. And he will have more abundance. We have your words, Father. The word of the resurrection. The word of the right hand of God. The word of apostolic testimony. The blueprint. The corporate eyewitness. We acknowledge it is a grace, Father. You've granted the eyewitnesses a grace to the apostolic office. To fulfill the testimony judicially, Father. It's a grace. We acknowledge we're called. We didn't call ourselves. You called us. This is not our doctrine. It's yours. We bring these words, this constitution to you. We offer. Before your throne, we've already asked. We know you heard us. We ask anything in accordance to your will. We know that you hear us. We have that which we've desired of you. We abide in you, and these words abide in us. This word of grace, this grace abides in us, Father. We keep this grace. We hold this grace. We treasure this grace. We recognize this grace. To bear witness of Christ in his resurrection. To bear witness of the right hand of God. To bear witness of the inheritance of the right hand of God, the bear witness, Christ, the King that has been set upon the holy hill of Zion, that the nations are his inheritance, that the uttermost parts of the earth and its possessions, they're his possession. They belong to the appointed heir. You bear witness that you've ascended. You led captivity captive. And you receive gifts for men. You receive the government of the apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. And helps. And you've received it, Jesus. Worthy. Worthy. Are you to have received power, wealth, wisdom, and strength, honor, glory, and blessing? All power has been given to you from heaven above. All that the Father has belongs to you. We bear witness of your inheritance. We're joint heirs to it. We're joint heirs to the apostolic government. We're joint heirs to the Mount Hebron inheritance. You are the seed of Jacob. Out of Judah would come an inheritor of my mountains. You are the inheritor of the Father's mountains. All that the Father has belongs to you. We bear witness. Fulfill our testimony. We thank you, Father. We have your words. We thank you this grace, this corporate grace. Be restored to your apostles of this last days, corporately. The message, the testimony, it's the grace, it's grace, it's grace and more grace. We receive the abundance of your grace to reign in this life with you. We receive this grace also, that we hold your words in our heart. We hold this constitution within us. We hold it. We won't let it go. To the restoration of all things. We simply want what you gave the early church. We want the same grace, Father. We want every component of that grace. We want the great grace of apostolic testimony. The keys of the kingdom. The keys of apostolic government. The keys of apostolic testimony. You showed yourself alive by many infallible proofs. You sent men from their graves, their bodies, from Abraham's bosom into the city to bear testimony. How much more should our generation receive that level of testimony? We believe, Lord. We don't need to see you to believe. We already believe. We acknowledge we believe. We acknowledge we have your words in our heart. Fulfill our witness to the world judicially. Let us speak from the eyewitness. Let us testify of your resurrection. Let us testify of the inheritance of the right hand of God. Fulfill our testimony. we keep your words. It is a grace that's been established from Genesis to the book of Revelations, from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, and Joshua, and Solomon, and the apostles, the 120, the 500 brethren, Stephen, the apostle Paul, the two eyewitnesses, the book of Revelation, 144,000 eyewitnesses in the future. We decree the restoration of this grace, the establishment of this grace into our generation, into the apostolic office, to fulfill all things. We decree the restoration of apostolic testimony. We decree the restoration of eyewitness testimony in the earth, and the power of the Holy Spirit that accompanies it. Behold, you receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you to be my eyewitnesses. We decree it, Father, from your words. We only can stand upon your word. We have nothing. This is all the evidence we need to know that you will again establish apostolic testimony in the earth. These words are our hope. These words are our substance. These words are our evidence. We keep them in faith. We keep them in rest. We've ceased, Father, from our labors. What good is it to go out in human sufficiency? It's your Holy Spirit that's going to gather the nations. It's your Holy Spirit that's going to multiply the church. We're sent to bear testimony. We offer our mouths. We offer our hearts. We offer your words. We keep them, Father. Keep them. To him that hath your words, to him will be given. We will not let them go. We will not let them depart as Solomon instructed us to keep them. Don't let them part. We keep your words. We abide in you, and these words are abiding in us, dwelling richly. Dwelling richly, we look for the appearance of the Lord Jesus in our midst. We do not live by encounter. We live by your word. The encounter the eyewitness fulfills our testimony. For the sake of testimony, we say restore. We thank you, you hear us. We thank you for this great grace. We thank you for entrusting us with something so precious, so powerful. Help us. Grant us grace to handle ourselves wisely. Grant us grace to handle this revelation wisely. Grant us wisdom. Keep us anchored deep into your word. Keep us anchored. We're not afraid to move into this. Thy word is the lamp to our feet. Thy word is the lamp. It's a light to our path. The word of our heart. We walk in this word now. We move forward. We should not draw back. We move into the future. We move in to the blueprints of apostolic government. We call for the establishment of the blueprint of apostolic government, the true apostolic government, accompanied with power, Father, accompanied with power. Surely the signs of an apostle were wrought among you with great signs, miracles, wonders, and power. All should be restored. We say restore. We decree the restoration of this grace. And we receive it as grace. They that receive the abundance of your grace will reign in life. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, the Father of lights. It's your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's your good pleasure to give us the keys of the kingdom. It's our pleasure to receive them. Bless the intercessors of this house. Bless the families. Bless the friends of this house. Bless us. Crown our year, Father, with goodness. Crown it. Crown it, Father. We've kept your words. We've kept your word, Father. Crown. Crown our life. Crown us. Crown us all. Crown us with goodness. Crown us with mercy. Crown us with abundance, Father. Crown the works. Crown thy word. For it is your word we keep. It is your word we look to. It's all the evidence we need for our future. We need no other evidence. We walk in the light of the lampstand of your word. Crown the intercessors of this house, Father. Crown us. Crown our year with goodness. Crown our year in abundance. Crown us with the eyewitness. Crown. Crown us. With the blessings we bear witness that you've blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places, that our inheritance is in thy right hand. This is our witness. Bless this house, Father. Bless the families and the ministries and the businesses and the friends of this house. Bless. 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 Be blessed of the Lord.